Lord, increase our faith. This is the theme of our meditation this evening. This is what the apostles asked of Jesus. Without a doubt, I can say that if we were in their place, our request would be quite different. For some, it would be money. Lord, increase our income. For others, it would be less stressful work. For some others, it would be health and also material comfort and so on. Yes, if we were in their place, we could have asked things useful for our well-being, but also just to satisfy our false needs and whims. Brothers and sisters, every day we ask the Lord for many things, but are they really the most necessary for our lives? Who among us this evening would have Solomon's courage to ask the Lord for wisdom? Or the humility of the apostles to ask to increase his faith? In any case, from our own experience, we all know that faith is not something that can be bought. Faith cannot be controlled, nor is it a question of quantity. It is about possessing it or not having it. And on this level, it is not uncommon to meet people who complain that they have never had the gift of faith, but who, in truth, are not willing to accept it. Faith would not take up much place in them, be it only half of the size of mustard seed, but that place, they do not even offer it. They are too full of themselves, too determined not to give up anything, too full of justifications, apprehensions, vanities, to let the slightest air current sweep their interior. If they complain that they have not received the faith, it is often because they would like to welcome it and possess it in the way that they secure their possession, the possession of their own lives or that of the others. Brothers and sisters, for faith to enter our hearts, it is quite simple, but it must be repeated over and over again. Not only must we open the door of our heart, but also make a little space behind, much if possible. And do not want to manage this place yourself. Leave it free. For the spirit of faith is the antithesis of the spirit of self-sufficiency and possessions of the world. Some, however, have made it this place once in their lives. But they considered that what had been done once was done once and for all. So they, as they say, they lost faith. The reality is that they have forgotten an essential dimension of faith, which is fidelity. Yes, the two words, faith and fidelity, are very close. We used to say about fidelity, the faithfulness. They have the same Latin roots, fides, fidelis. So indeed, if for us Christians, the faith is a gift of God, it must be welcome as such, welcomed as such, and not as a good that I have received and that I possess, that I am going to pile up in an attic, but as a gift that I constantly receive. And this presupposes fidelity to the one who gives it to me over and over again. Fidelity to the one who gives it to me over and over again. In this sense, we can say that faith, like love elsewhere, is a gift that creates duties to us. Duties. But sometimes, to the great displeasure of ourselves. Jesus himself experienced it at his expense on the cross. But only he came out victorious from this trial, which was his. So we too have to fight our trials with faith, trust, sure that we are not alone in this fight and sorrow. Nor are we alone in front of the apparent absence of God or his silence, as the prophet Habakkuk in the first reading felt it when he says to the Lord, "How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cried out to you, violence, but you do not intervene." Brothers and sisters, we have to understand what Jesus means when he says that our faith can move trees and mountains as well. In the Gospels, specifically in Matthew and Mark, the term mountain remover is used for someone who can solve problems and difficulties. Meaning that when we encounter challenges and difficulties which seem beyond our power to handle, let us say ourselves that what appears impossible to human power is possible for those who believe in God's power. What appears impossible to human power is possible to those who believe in God's power. Amen. So, faith is a gift freely given by God to you, to me, to help us know him personally, to understand his truth, to live in the power of his love, and to overcome trials, any kind of trial. And God expects more from us that we can simply do by ourselves. This is why Jesus gives us the gift and power of the Holy Spirit who helps us to grow strong in faith, persevere in hope, and endure in love. Then, brothers and sisters, faith in God is the key for removing obstacles and difficulties which keep us from doing His will. We belong to God, and our lives are no longer our own. Our joy and privilege is to follow the Lord Jesus and to serve others in the power of His love and goodness. Love and serve. The Lord Jesus is ever ready to walk and in and through us by His Spirit for His glory. So, for our faith to be effective, it must be linked with trust, with obedience, and above all, with service, free service for the others. When you have done all you have been commanded, said Jesus in the gospel, say just, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. Yes, all our family, professional, and social life has to be imbibed by this Spirit. So finally, brothers and sisters, let us remember the well-known Latin words by Saint Augustine, stating how the ecclesial function has to be exerted. And I think this is quite valid for all of us. Non tam praese, quam prodesse. Not so much to command, but to serve, being useful. Not so much to command, but to serve, being useful. Amen.